A couple things that impressed me about the Hurricanes last night, Craig, is their cycling in the offensive zone was so impressive. How they just their puck possession and how they just waited for their opportunity and how they kept winning the puck battles. And they really had, I thought, the stars on their toes as far as just try to get it out of the zone so you can make a line change. I thought the stars, when they broke out, you know, had some effective chances. Really saw the speed and skill of Wyatt Johnston last night, and super excited about his career with this team. He's shown really no signs of slowing down. In fact, I think he's playing probably some of his best hockey right now as far as two-way. You know, you look at the Stars last night, they were, you know, one of the keys to the game. They were beaten in the faceoff circle, except for Wyatt Johnston, who won the majority of his faceoffs. So I thought it was just an interesting game. You know, Wyatt Johnston hits the post. That could have been the game winner in regulation. So I thought maybe we'd see an emergency goaltender last night. That would have been really interesting. So, you know, it was just it had a game of a lot of things. There was a fight where Glenn Denning came in, and I was surprised he didn't get a 2-minute instigator penalty.
You weren't as surprised as Rod Brendamore.
Yeah. I mean, there's no penalty on the play. He goes after the Carolina player and there's no instigator. It was just interesting.
Yeah. You know, when you talk about getting to that third goaltender, that emergency goaltender, I thought Rantanen was selling it anyways. I didn't think he was hurt. I think he knew there was a high stick to the back of the head. He obviously wouldn't have known if it was his player or another player, but he sold it well. And I think when he found out that it wasn't, you know, his own player, I think he was trying to sell. A lot of times that'll pay off down the road. You know, there was a referee standing right there in the corner, and for whatever reason, he didn't, you know, think it was in. I actually liked the refereeing last night, too, because I think they thought, you know what, there's two really good teams playing here, and we're, you know, what were there, two penalties apiece last night?
Yeah. So,
and I don't think either one of them had a shot on net, but the fact was is that I think they let him play, and I think that was the right decision. I don't think there were, you know, yeah, there could have been an instigator there. But good on Luke for, you know, sticking up for a
sure.
team. That's where this team has come. We've seen that this year, whether it's Marchman, Glenn, and it's some of the guys that you probably wouldn't expect at times. That I mean, again, if you're a general manager, you're sitting up there, you know, you're loving it because that you know, that's why we always talk about trades. And, you know, when you have a team and you're sitting up there and you analyze your team all year long and you're going, we got a good group of 23 here. And, you know, we want to give our team the best chance we can to go as far as we can in the playoffs. What do we do? What don't we do? You know, we've all heard it. Some of the best moves that are made at that time of the year or when you don't make any. So it'll be interesting. But, you know, Carolina, when you talk about the cycle game, what Carolina does is what they are is they're on the same page and they're a puck placement team. They take pucks and they chip into little areas. They don't necessarily try to make a tape-to-tape pass all the time, and they'll put it into an area because they know that the other four guys are on the same page. They know the direction it's going, and you see so many times it's just a 1, 2, 3 foot little chip into an area, and there's already a player coming there. And what it does is it, you know, obviously it does a few things. It can create some chances, but mainly what it does is I think is even if you're not getting a scoring chance out of it, you're getting something close to one, but the team that like, for instance, if it's in the Stars end and they have that puck in that end and they contain it and they get the puck, they get it back, they give it up. They got guys on you. They do the right thing with the first guy. He comes, he eliminates, the second guy comes in, picks it up. They continue to cycle. Ultimately, what it does is it wears down that team that spends it in their defensive zone. By the time they do get the puck out and want to, you know, go the other direction, they're tired. And a lot of times they don't get it to the center line to be able to get it in and change. And now all of a sudden they got to come back again. But even if they do get it and have to put the puck in because they know they've been doing a lot of work in their own zone, they've got to change. And what that does is the counterattack for you know, in this case, Carolina, they just turn and come right back. Yeah. You know, and if you do change, you know, there's guys chasing back into your own zone. And if you can't change, well, then now you've got really tired guys out there. So, you know, they're a good example of what the league or a lot of teams have tried to do. And New Jersey's another one of those teams. They do the same thing. And so there's teams around the league with the speed. They don't always have to be the biggest player. they're just quick and they put pucks into certain areas and they beat you those races. And when you start to get cut off, there's another little spot. So, and I think Dallas has, done that same thing this year. And they're maybe Carolina's a little bit ahead of them, but they've been doing it for a long time. So what Dallas, 20 shots last night or something like that.
Yeah. Carolina had not many shots in the game total.
Yeah. So, it was one of those kind of games.
Yeah.
It was a great game.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. And I tweeted before the game, I was like, just shut down Sebastian Aho. And that's tough to do. And I know a lot of people don't see him. And I know he was injured in the first matchup. But he truly is a special, I like to say a special two-way player, because he is a two-way player. Very similar to Anse Kopitar, who I also don't think gets a lot of credit for his career. And he just quietly goes about his business, both on the offensive and defensive, kills penalties, everything that needs to be done. But, all right, from a Stars perspective, we've seen a lot of Joel Hanley lately rather than Lundqvist. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and what you see is it's dependent on the opponent, And so I don't know. It tells me more about where they are with Lundqvist. But again, he's a young kid. They know he's not a big player. And is it telling you that we're not really, how do we put this? Not really sold on our six defensemen, our top six, top five, whatever it may be, going into the playoffs. And so does that mean we're looking? Are you looking to add? And I mean, if you consider yourself a contender, I would definitely be thinking they'd be looking to add. And so if you're going to give, Hanley that opportunity, you're going to give Lundqvist that opportunity, who is it? And I just think that you can never have enough depth. We've talked about this before. You can never have enough depth on the back end. But, you look at what that team had that their opponent was last night. There's a pretty solid six there. And there's a couple other teams that have, a good six, seven defensemen. So I would think if there's an area that Jim is looking to, I don't want to say upgrade, but maybe bolster, you're looking around and you're saying, okay, well, let's find out, if I can't make a move, which one of these guys is my best number six? And, you have to be careful, because when you look around, the way the standings are, you want to do your best right now to finish where you're at, because there's a team that's just recently won a Stanley Cup that's on the move. And I'm not sure that they're going to, I don't think they're going to climb to the top, but you don't want to fall a spot. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Sean and I talked about that. We do not want to play them.
No.
Well,
again, I think what happens is, you've got a team that's getting healthy. They're getting, their top players back. And ultimately what that's done is it's rested them. Not only, nobody wanted to be hurt, but when it's some of your top players, you're kind of thinking, well, let's just hang around. So whether it's Landeskog or Nichushkin or, McKinnon, guys like that. Those are your top players on your team. Makar's got a couple games off for whatever reason. Now let's just make the playoffs. We know who we are. We know what we can do when we're healthy. So, for... I don't, and again, I don't know if that should be a concern, but I would really think that if you fall into that number two spot and somehow you flip with Winnipeg or whoever it may be, I don't think Winnipeg or Dallas wants to play the defending Stanley Cup champion as healthy as they possibly could be in that first round. So, it's not that you're looking in the rearview mirror, but you're just trying to take care of your business, but you have to be aware of it. And should you play that team, get back to defenseman. I look out there and everything always has to do with salary cap. We know that.
Yep.
But there's some D-men out there.
Yeah.
There's Chychrun in Arizona's been talked about a lot. Matt Dumba in Minnesota has, you know, he actually, they sat him out a couple of games. Luke Shen, a big, big, strong defenseman.
Yeah.
Gostisbehere, I don't know if that's what you're.
I'm thinking for. Shen, because I like the salary of Shen.
Well, would they even entertain John Klingberg? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
good question.
Knows? I mean, I can't see Anaheim.
Yeah.
I don't know. But again, maybe that ship has sailed.
I think the purpose that I'm looking for is to get, and I don't know if Shen's this guy either. I mean, and it might be too late at the trade deadline without giving up a haul. But ultimately, it would be awesome to get a top four stay-at-home defenseman that knocks like a Suter down to a third line pairing.
Yeah, we've talked about Suter before. So,
yeah,
you know, again, Ryan's 38 years old.
Yeah.
You know, and he's got miles on him. He's played over 1,300 games and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, and you can see there was even one last night, you know, somebody gets a step on him and he's gone. But again, I think he's tailored his game. He knows where he's at in his career. And, you know, so he's not, a lot of guys, I mean, aren't going to be the same defenseman they were at 25, but you know,
right. Sure.
Years old. So I just look at if you brought in more weight, you know what I mean?
I agree.
But again, in today's game, you have to be able to move and keep up with the pace and everything else. So, you know, I think that's one of the areas I'd be looking.
Yeah. As a guy who won two cups, I think you'd agree. And I guess tell us about the saying, you know, in the playoffs, the rink gets smaller. And with that, the physicality ramps up. And I do worry about a Lundqvist. And candidly, I worry about a Haskinen a little bit, you know, because of their size. And, you know, I don't think the Stars are the most physical team. I think Marchman's brought some physicality. But, you know, for the most part, I think that is something that is a little bit of a concern for me.
Yeah, it gets heavy. I mean, it gets heavy in the playoffs. Yeah. And, you know, the biggest thing is you're playing the same team every other night for 2 weeks. And there's tendencies that are brought out. And you know the guys that don't like to necessarily get hit and play that kind of game. And so they get targeted, you know, like a guy like Miro. I mean, again, if you're going into a series against the Dallas Stars, you know who you're targeting. I mean, you're going to try to make it as difficult on Robertson and Haskinen as you can. And you know, obviously Hintz would be one of those also. So, and they know that. I mean, and that's all part of, you know, learning how to play and playing the playoffs and all that other kind of stuff. So it's going to get tough and not necessarily, I mean, it goes round and round. And as the deeper you get, you know, the more bumps and bruises, and then it becomes a mental thing. Do you want to fight through it? So
yeah. No, absolutely.